This is the Hour of Charm. From our treasured scrapbook of theatrical programs with its anecdotes, quotations from the critics, and other highlights of the Broadway productions, we've selected some of the outstanding musical comedy hits of recent years to be played and sung for you by the All-Girl Orchestra and Choir, featuring Evelyn and her magic violin, and the golden voice of Vivian, all under the direction of Phil Spitalny. On the night of March 13th, 1928, Broadway and 42nd Street saw a traffic jam of New Yorkers making their way to the famous Lyric Theater for the brilliant opening of The Three Musketeers by Rudolph Rimmel. And after the final curtain calls, the newsboys peddling their early morning editions outside the theater heard the enthralled audience come out whistling and humming the song, The Stirring March of the Musketeers. Evelyn and her magic violin. Evelyn?
Good evening, everyone. In our scrapbook of musical comedy favorites, there's a very special page for Noel Coward, the actor, the playwright, and the composer. His versatile genius has enriched every medium of the theater. From his operetta, Bittersweet, I've selected one of Noel Coward's best-loved compositions, expressing the haunting mystery of the gypsy and his violin, Zigeuner.
with a song in my heart.
Thinking of you.
Book takes us back to 1924 and the music of a fine new operetta, Rose Marie. One of its outstanding melodies was the title song.
Thank you.
delight our memories with another page from our scrapbook of musical comedy favorites, here is a melody from Orange Blossoms, Victor Herbert's last musical comedy. Francine sings A Kiss in the Dark. For choir time, we go back to the gay 90s. We turn the pages to September 26, 1898. On that night, the fortune teller opened in New York, and musical America was enriched with another hit. From this musical, The Fortune Teller, Victor Herbert's Gypsy Love Song.
Sing me a song, my gypsy.
Thank you.
musical scrapbook takes us back to the Broadway opening of Sonny, the show that was such a personal triumph for lovely Marilyn Miller. The all-girl orchestra now presents Who from Sonny.
The event of 1909 was the first American performance of The Chocolate Soldier by Oscar Strauss. And, according to our scrapbook, visitors to the Hudson Fulton celebration in New York that year returned home laughing at the women's hobble skirts and singing My Hero from The Chocolate Soldier.
Sweetheart, all my own. He gentlemen. This is Vivian again. Tonight, after 4 happy years, I say goodbye to the Hour of Charm to join my husband who is in the service. But I take with me fond memories of the program, of Mr. Spitalny, of Evelyn and all the wonderful girls in the orchestra. And you can be sure that every Sunday night I'll still be with you at my radio, hearing the Hour of Charm.
Each week at this time, Hymn of the Evening.
When he calls me,
I will answer.
When he calls me,
I will answer.
When he calls me,
I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere.
If your heart's right,
you will answer.
If your heart's right,
you will answer.
If your heart's right,
you will answer. If your heart's right, you will answer when he calls. If your heart's right, you will answer. 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 If your heart's right, you will answer when he calls.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Protect our shoreline to the doorline of every aging soul. We need this solidarity or else the vitamin fall. It means the popularity of peace and happiness for all.
Behind this cause we must keep rallying.
Let there be no dilly-dallying.
Keep us free from shilly-shallying.
Our true freedom's call.